Hello everyone, my name is Bhikkhu Dhammananda. I am a Buddhist monk, and today I would like to talk a little bit about meditation. Now, when we talk about meditation, perhaps the first thing that we have to clarify will be why anyone would want to meditate. And now, of course, in modern times, meditation has become quite a popular thing. So many people already know or have heard about that meditation can help you to calm your mind. Meditation can help you to control your emotions. Meditation can help you at times to overcome or at least alleviate various physical sufferings. And meditation is generally taught to be beneficial for one's well-being. So now these are the common reasons for a modern, often secular person to meditate. And these are perfectly valid reasons to meditate. But meditation has existed for thousands of years, and for most of these thousands of years, people meditated for quite different reasons, usually more spiritual reasons. And depending on the tradition, it has existed throughout basically all religions. And depending on the tradition, some people try to attain union with God through meditation. Some people try to just get a clearer connection with God or with a particular deity. Some people tried to gain divine knowledge. Some people tried to gain enlightened wisdom. And especially for Buddhists, some people try to gain enlightenment. So these are two quite distinct directions, two quite distinct reasons for meditation. But now, of course, these two don't have to be entirely opposed to each other. Very often one may start off with one kind of reason to meditate, and then it slowly moves or merges into the other reason, which can work both ways. Sometimes a person may start off meditating only for calming his mind and better control his emotions, and then they may realize that meditation has much more potential. They start calming down, and their consciousness may slowly expand a little, and then they realize that meditation has much more potential than just these we might call mundane benefits. Well, on the other hand side, some person might have a very lofty but out in the sky kind of mindset, and he might not pay attention habitually to his body and mind. So if such a person starts meditating, he slowly may realize that he's not going to get very far with his meditation and with his aim of enlightenment or union with God or whatever it might be, unless he's getting more familiar and paying more attention to his body and his mind. So, and then his mind slowly may get closer into the present moment, and he might start paying attention more to his body and mind, or his bodily and mental processes. So these two ways can work together and often naturally occur together, or one after the other. So, but then the question arises, how to meditate? And now, of course, in modern times, the most common form of meditation is mindfulness of breathing. And the reason for that is because modern man's main problem is that his mind runs far ahead of his body. And the process of breathing can help a person to pull back the mind back to the body. So the process of breathing has a very peculiar characteristic, which is that it can work both consciously, that we can breathe in and out very consciously, but whenever we don't pay attention to our breathing, then the breath occurs very naturally, unconsciously. So the process of breathing can help us to get closer to our unconscious processes and by extension to nature itself. So the process of breathing is our way back to nature. We can teach our mind to pay attention to nature when our mind has become very unnatural. And when we do that, very often, slowly, we realize that nature is also not always such a beautiful thing. And then we might want to control the breath and control nature. And that is not a wrong thing. Usually, the process of controlling the breath or the process of breathing is taught separately, but now of course we can do that very naturally within the meditation. We can very naturally sometimes hold our breath and see how long we can hold our breath inside, and perhaps we can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then breathe out again if our natural breath is not agreeable to us. Sometimes we can even close one nostril and see if the breath feels better when we just breathe through one nostril and then shift to the other nostril or not. So we can play with the breath and we can deliberately change it whenever the process of nature is not entirely agreeable to us. But when nature is agreeable to us, then it can teach our mind how to be more natural. So this is the main insight to be derived for the mind, how to be more natural. How to be more in tune with things, with how to be more in tune with how things occur naturally. And when we do that, slowly, what are usually called the jhana factors may arise. Now there are five jhana factors, five factors of samadhi, which now I want to express in simplified form. We can say that once you start with your meditation, whenever you direct your mind to your meditation, direct your mind to your breath and to your meditation in general, even if you're just aware of your body, but you direct your attention, this is called the first factor of meditation, in Pali called vitakka. And when you do that repeatedly many times and your breathing becomes more natural and more prolonged, you can pay attention to your breath for more prolonged period of times and your body becomes less restless and your mind becomes more continuous. This is called sustainment of mind, in Pali, vichara. And if you can maintain this for some prolonged period of time, then usually things start getting interesting. Now your mind starts to become more spacious, and your breathing might feel very natural and very pleasant and agreeable. And sometimes maybe various other occurrences may happen, like you may see certain lights, or you may feel very strange feelings in your body. And these are all called, now these what these are from the mind side, we can call curiosity or interest or joy. And in Pali it's called piti. And now if you experience this, if you have this condition for some prolonged period of time, now usually you will start becoming more playful with your meditation, your mind becomes very spacious, and you will do experiments, and you become more confident in that you gradually know what you're doing. And when your mind becomes then very stable and happy and blissful, and your body feels very unified, and you don't really have to do much anymore. This is called bliss or meditative happiness. And in Pali it's called sukha. And when you experience this, you might feel like you might feel very enlightened. You might feel that you're radiant and that you feel that you are a very great person. You might know such ideas may start to arise. Now you feel very wonderful and happy and confident, and you realize that all you need is within yourself. Now you feel you don't need anything else. Now you're fully satisfied with yourself. And this is called sukha. And if you are able to, if this mindset and bodily condition keeps going for some prolonged period of time, then slowly you will feel your mind becomes more balanced, and you might feel that this is still a little bit not fully peaceful. So, and when your mind becomes balanced and very calm and clear and sharp, then that is the last jhana factor, the last factor of samadhi, usually in Pali called upekkha. So, and this is the mindset and the mental condition that you can basically use for figuring out almost anything. You will feel that whatever you pay attention to, whatever you put your mind onto, you feel you can figure it out by yourself. And for enlightenment, this is usually the ideal condition, the ideal mindset to direct the mind for attaining enlightenment, or for figuring out the way, the proper way of how to be ever pure and to overcome all one's difficulties of life and to become free and liberated. But you can do, of course, also various other things with it, such as people try to see their past lives, people try to see other beings, invisible beings. So there's a lot of potential in this mindset, and that's why it is very worthwhile cultivating. And now, initially I had the plan to also talk a little bit about four elements meditation, but I think this is perhaps already enough. just a brief starter video. If I feel confident that this works well, then I hope to make more of such videos and perhaps talk in the next video a little bit about four elements meditation. But maybe for the meditation on breathing and for attaining samadhi, for how to attain samadhi, this might be enough. So I hope this video was beneficial for somebody, and all the best.